This is a big game. Two first place teams in the NFC. The Detroit Lions at 4-1 against the upstart, surprising Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 3-1. The Buccaneers come in with a strong defense. And Baker Mayfield playing out of his mind. Will this last? Jared Goff also up for comeback player of the year. They're playing well on all cylinders. They're riding that win streak. They're doing even better than they finished last year at 8-2. The Lions and Buccaneers, the network knows they flexed this game. Let's put it on at 4:25. Let the rest of the country see this matchup. It's a throwback. It's the creamsicle game, the creamsicle jerseys and helmets. Hello, I'm Rock Riley. This is Bucks Kickoff on JoeBucksFan.com, the biggest, baddest, best informational website regarding Buccaneer news in the world. This podcast today being brought to you by our good friends at Bill Curry Ford. Are you in the market for a new vehicle, a used vehicle? Only one place to go. They'll take care of you. Sean Sullivan and his staff at Bill Curry Ford. 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. Family owned all the way since 1960. Family owned makes a difference. When you are in business and successful since 1960, why would you go anywhere else? GM Sean Sullivan will help you. All you have to do is ask. Easy way to get a hold of him. Email him at BillCurryFord.com. Stop in at the dealership. Order a new vehicle now at BillCurryFord.com. Easy. An ordering concierge will assist you. No deposit. Love it. GM Sean Sullivan will also give you a $500 gift card. All you got to do is just place your order. And on top of that, make sure when you go in, I'm here. I need the Joe Bucks fan discount, and you will get it. What I love about Bill Curry Ford, every new vehicle comes with a nationwide lifetime warranty. Sean Sullivan, BillCurryFord.com, the only place that you need to go. All right, the only place you need to go for a Buccaneer podcast, God, there's a lot of them, but what makes this one different? Me, Rock Riley, I go inside One Buck all week long. When there's media availability, I'm there. In the locker room, in the media room, in the press conference room, on the field, for practices, indoor, outdoor, rainstorm, sunshine, talking to those in the building. And let me tell you, this week, it was almost overload of creamsicle. Not only do the players have the creamsicle uniforms, they're wearing their creamsicle white helmets that they all love. They started on Monday. But every employee, everybody in the building has creamsicle on, whether it's long sleeve, short sleeves. I saw Casey with a jacket. One of the day, the Buccaneer PR staff that came out, these nice white with the Bucko Bruce logo here with the orange trim. Then they had these type of shirts. It's creamsicle, 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 creamsicle. So hopefully once they get in that first snap and that all, you know, that all that hype for that hat. But you know what? I asked head coach Todd Bowles about, man, this game was hyped. This game is hyped. Two teams, first place, networks flexed you. It's creamsicle. What's the mood? Are the guys pumped up? And he flat out did not hesitate, said, we haven't done anything. We're 3-1. Creamsicle is nice for the fans and even some players like it, but we're not going to win based on what color uniform or type of uniform we're wearing. Great point. Great point. Now, the players, they like it. So what I do here is I give you my under the rock. I go under the rock behind the scenes and tell you what I've seen, what I've heard, what I'm hearing, to give you that inside scoop here on Bucks Kickoff Podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. Bottom line, the Lions are coming in 4-1. Yep. Lions are favored by 3. have been every week since week one. The Lions have been favored. Over-under on this game is at 44. Jared Goff, quarterback of the Detroit Lions, a lot of weapons, super fast. He has a lot of ways to beat you. They have a good running attack. They're the only team in the league, six players with more than 200 yards from scrimmage. Only team in the NFL spreading it around like that. The O-line, they've got three Pro Bowlers the last 2 years. The Lions defense, second-year edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson. Bowles says they moved him around. A lot of time it's going to be up to Luke Goedeke, who has been playing pretty darn well, but he knows this is a task. And Wirfs even said, me and Goedeke got to take care of Hutchinson. Not take care of him. Take care of him. Take care of him. Don't let him get free. He's that damn good. But the Lions defense, sixth in yards allowed in the NFL. They are sixth in points allowed. The Lions are a top five scoring offense, and the Lions have a top 10 defense. They're good. All right, the Buccaneers, they're led by their defense and Baker Mayfield. One bad game, the Bucs and Mayfield they had. That was that big Monday night game against the Eagles. The Bucs laid an egg in that game. And this is another big national showdown where a lot of the country is going to be seeing this game. Everybody's talking about this game. Games at Raymond James Stadium. All right, the Buccaneer defense. Buccaneer defense has held opponents to 17 points or less in three of the four games. That bad one was that Eagles Monday night game. Rookie D-line Kalijah Kansi, he is back. But when you get up and talk to him in his locker and he doesn't say much, you can tell he's a kid. He's a kid, but he also is so talented and has such quick get-off. Now, and he even said the calf, he knows, he goes, the calf can be tricky. All of a sudden, you feel it. You can be feeling real good, and that's it. But he's young. I think had there not been a bye, he might even have been able to play, but he looked fine to me at practice anyway. That's going to be a big boost. Baker Mayfield, he is confident. He's also low-key. He said, yep, he was looking forward to the creamsicles. Players, by the way, in their lockers, Carlton Davis, he took the helmet off of the hook, and he's like, look at this. Look at this. Oh, you know I'm saving this. Look at this. Oh, my God, they love it. Levante David he's the only player that actually played in the creamsicle. And we said, did you save it? He's like, I didn't know. I was young. I didn't know you could say, you could request to save your uniform or the helmet. I didn't have it. So he's looking forward to this. And it was funny, too, when you go around the locker room to do interviews, they normally have this backdrop set up, the big red backdrop, pewter backdrop, and it'll say like Advent Health. Well, this week they took that down. They want everything creamsicle. And it was only a whiteboard there. So like, oh, you can just go around to your lockers. So we go over to, we see, oh, there's Tristan Wirfs. He's always good. There was the day the captains were named. And we go over to him, and one of the staff members said, hey, put on a creamsicle. Put on a hoodie. He's a hoodie. Put on a creamsicle. So he's like, okay. So just even for the interview, he puts on the white shirt with the orange, the creamsicle. Like, I'm telling you, being in that building for a couple of days now, creamsicle, 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 creamsicle. But anyway, the Buccaneers have won two out of three when they're underdogs this season, coming into this to no expectations. But now for this one, who are you? Are you beating the bad teams and that's it? You get by the Lions and here come some expectations that you are real. The Lions, they're not just eking out these games, man. They have won three straight games by 14 points or more. The Lions have won three in a row with that point differential, a plus 46. The Lions are 12-3 in their last 15 games, if you go back to last season. And I saw this on Joe Buck's fan. Good pickup, Joe's. Former Buccaneer tight end Cam Brate was doing a podcast. He doesn't even see the Buccaneers winning this game. He said the Lions are that good. He did not have his Homer hat on. All right, I'm going to get right to my under the rock. because this you get nowhere else. All right. So let me get right to it. We go in on Wednesday. Oh, now, since I talked to you last, it was the bye week. I don't know what you did. I got away from it, away from NFL, Bucks. Not away from NFL, but away from the Bucks. It was good. A lot of other stuff. I was covering baseball, the playoffs. That's a whole other story. However, a lot of guys, some guys rested. A lot of guys went back home and traveled. Baker Mayfield, I was wondering, is he going to come back rejuvenated or tired? He was everywhere. He was on a lot of shows. He did this thing with the Canes, him and Vince Young. You know, they're ordering through the drive-thru. He was doing the, he was as if he was working there. He was at the Red River Shootout. He was the guest picker on ESPN. He was on McAfee's show. He's been on a lot of the shows. He was on Rich Eisen show too, GM Jason Light. He took off, we found out, and Jason Light dropped the bomb. Not dropped the bomb, he dropped the news that, and then he admitted it on one of the shows that he took a couple of the offensive linemen to the Bahamas to fish and drink beer and hang. So it was, but it wasn't the entire line. It was Hainsey, Tristan Wirfs, and Luke Goedeke. Now, Jason Light also said he went to some dive bar. He's been going to dive bars with Evans and Godwin. When he was asked about that, he's like, there's a few watering holes. He doesn't want to let you know, because then there's going to be a lot of people want to go there. They want to party with him, drink with him. He just wants to chill. And I've listened to him. Bob Stoops had a podcast because he really respects Stoops and playing for Stoops in Oklahoma. He said it numerous times. This experience, him being here with the Bucks, reminds him of his days at Oklahoma. No drama, winning mentality, best players are playing, everybody's getting along. Right now, everything is good. So he's in a good frame of mind. And it was interesting too, man. One of the interviewers was like, when did it turn for you? Because you're number one overall pick. You're a Heisman. You're a big winner. You come into Cleveland. You're the guy. Yeah, you win your first year. You win the playoff game. And then boom, boom, boom. And then they let you go. And then all of a sudden, man, you're a vagabond. And he said it wasn't here when his light, because it's a little disappointing. You know, you're human nature, man. You were the man, and you're no longer the man. And a team doesn't want you. And he said when he was in Carolina, he realized, like, you know what? Whether I'm a starter or not, I got to be positive. I got to get behind everybody. Because if you're pouting, if you're pissed off, if you're not, you're not going to be at your best. And he's like, I had to just, like, support and help P.J. Fleck or Sam Darnold. You know, and then he goes to the Rams. He says he owes Sean McVay and the Rams everything, even though they let them go. Canales runs somewhat of like Sean McVay's system, so that's helped. So I even asked Baker on Wednesday when we were there, what was your bye week, man? We saw you everywhere. Oh my God, you were on Pat McAfee. He's like, being a kid growing up, you watch College Game Day. And to be there and be there for that, and Oklahoma and Texas, of course, Oklahoma winning, it was great. Wednesday, they had their practice, pretty much business as usual. And as usual, before practice starts, here's Canales. It's so funny. I've never really seen an offensive coordinator or the QB's coach. Leftwich would throw the football. Sometimes I've seen offensive coaches, if they're standing around, maybe they'll play catch. Canales, if there's any dummies that are lying down or cones or like they have those hurdles that a lot of them, he does them. He'll and like fast speed. And there, he is in incredible shape. He's got so much energy. So we're allowed to watch, you know, the warm-ups, and then really it's special teams. And what I've noticed is basically for the returns, it's going to be Devin Tompkins and Trey Palmer. Those are the only guys that they have out there catching punts. And again, man, he can boom them, the kid out of Georgia. But both those guys are fast. If they don't return one or take one to the house soon, I'm going to have to eat my words, because they not only are they fast, they got the moves. But anyway, I saw Joel Glazer, owner. He was out at practice. Jason Light came out. He's wearing the full orange creamsicle. Tom Moore, 84, soon to be 85-year-old coach. He ain't wearing the creamsicle. He's wearing his same stuff. He might be like, oh, damn, I'm not going to put on, you know. So he was funny. Kind of low-key in the locker room on Wednesday. Nothing out of the ordinary. They had just announced the captains. And so we go over to Godwin's locker. And I saw Devin White. Devin White, I'm telling you what. I know he asked for the trade. I know he can be out there a little bit on social media. I know that we were all concerned that there was going to be a distraction and get rid of this guy if he doesn't want to be here and this and that. He has taken to being back here and is in a good mood. He said a couple of times, best linebacker duo in the league, like when Levante's there. And he said it to us, best linebacker in the league, duo in the league, him and Levante. And so we were interviewing Godwin, and here comes the Devin White. And he was using his phone as if he was a reporter. And he was like, and then Godwin saw him, and then he's like, tell me what it feels like to be named captain by your peers. How's that feel? And then, and we're like, oh, the captains were named today. And so he was just having fun, man. And again, they got the chess games going. Every time we go in there, they're always playing chess, a lot of the players. And then the one table for cards, and that's always Devin White. Ryan Jensen is there. I will tell you this. Every time I'm in that building, every day, every week, I see Ryan Jensen. Even though he can't play, he is there, not only rehabbing, but he's also around, and he is helping some of the younger guys. How about that? What does that say about the character? When Godwin couldn't play and was doing the rehab, he was also there to help out some of the younger receivers. Again, Godwin, Jensen, good, good dudes. Good, good dudes. Captains were named. You know what? So far, you got to admit it. Bowles was making the right decisions. Like, he didn't want to name the captains right in the beginning because there's a lot of new faces, new system. You want to see who's going to earn it. You know what? Perfect timing. I think it's right. You couldn't name Mayfield yet. He had just beat out. He had competed against Trask, even though Sage had found out that he was really going to be the guy all along. But they did have a competition. And who knows? He was going to be the guy. What if Trask lit him up? And what if Mayfield was throwing his interceptions and a turnover machine wasn't grasping anything? No. But captains on offense, no surprise. And this is voted by the team. That's what the team teammates always say. When your peers support you or vote for you, that means more than anything because they're in the trenches and they know. Tristan Wirfs told us on Thursday, he's like, we know when we screw up. He goes, players know. Players know. Don't have to be told about it. Don't have to worry about, oh, I'm reading in the media. No, they know. And so everybody knows by now who's who. So the captains on offense, Mayfield, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Tristan Wirfs. Defense, Antoine Winfield Jr., Devin White, Vita Vea, Levante David. No surprise at all. Thursday practice. Oh, here's what happened. So they've got the indoor facility. That's why they built that thing. A lot of times in the old days when they didn't have that, you just got to take it inside. The old one, Buck, there was a parking garage. They would go over there. And the garage ceiling is low. You couldn't really throw it high. Martin Gramatica used to tell me you couldn't kick it or punt it. You know, so they've got this indoor facility. But a lot of it is based on lightning. If a lightning strikes X amount of miles away, boom, they don't mess around. If there's heavy rain, still, even if there's a threat of rain in the past, they usually go inside because you don't want a slick, like a wet turf, to have someone pull a groin, maybe have a knee injury, have a some type of Achilles. You know, you don't want anything with the surface to cause a player in the NFL go out. So normally they go inside. So we're there on Thursday, and I'm like, it was threatening to rain. Had already rained overnight. Going to rain again. Dark skies. I'm like, oh, it's going to be inside. And like, gate opens. We go in like a herd of cattle. We're outside. And there's no covering. They used to have a, but who cares? Nobody cares about the media, but there was a awning over. That's gone now. So you're in the sun. You're in the elements. Okay. So we're standing there. And they're doing their stretching. And you can see it coming over Raymond James. And it's like, it's on the way. You guys checking your radar. It's coming here in like 2 minutes. And sure enough, it came down. And it came down with wind heavy. One of the reporters, a female from a station, totally lost her umbrella inside out. It's coming down bad. The players were singing, hooting and hollering. They were loving it. Torrential downpour. They were having a blast. And we were like, I can't believe they're out here. What if somebody slips? And then they took it and ran it to go indoors. And then we went inside. Now, normally what I've noticed the last couple of weeks, Wednesday you go in the locker room, ho-hum. Thursday, singing, music blaring. Very good. This Thursday, not so much. There was no, you know, they weren't really playing the music. It wasn't like it was somber. Nothing like that. Mood is good. But it just wasn't as upbeat as a normal Thursday. And then again, wherever you look, even the drinks are orange Gatorade. Everything is creamsicle, man. It was just, I'm creamsicle overload. So there you go. I mean, kind of just, you know, business as usual. Going around the locker room and talking to the players. Everybody on the Bucks realizes how good the Lions are. This isn't like, oh, we're still waiting to see who did they beat. No. The Lions are damn good. And every player was speaking highly of the Lions, whether it's offense, defense, coaching, everything. They know you cannot make mistakes and you're going to get beat here at Raymond James Stadium. All right, let's go real basic before I go back to, I got a few matchups. The matchup on this one is defense. That's it. I'm not even named player. Buccaneer defense. Don't let the Lions start running wild on you like what happened with the Eagles. The Buccaneers could not stop. And then that opens up everything. That makes it so easy for the offense. Now you can throw it around the yard if you're opposing your will on the Buccaneer defense. That's what it's going to come down to. And they got a pretty good running attack. But the Buccaneer offense, the O-line has done a very nice job. Hey, versus the Saints, because that's what we'll go by. All right, let's go by that. Versus the Saints, they did a good job. Baker gets it out quick, though. And credit Canales for the system that he's in, because he doesn't have to take a long time for go through his progressions. You know, Canales has done a fantastic job, man, putting Baker, knowing what the defense is coming at and putting him in a good spot. Baker also is very good at avoiding sacks. Tristan Wirfs, I had to look it up. You know, he's only 24 years old. The PFF grade on him through four games, 149 pass blocking snaps. Wirfs has only allowed, out of 149 snaps, two pressures. All right? Wirfs, 2 weeks ago versus the Saints, 39 pass blocking snaps, zero sacks allowed, zero pressures allowed. This is for a guy that changed positions. Look, Donovan Smith was good, decent. But they don't have to worry on that left side. It's incredible. And we were at his locker on Thursday, and O'Donnell, one of the reporters, Fox 13, said, PFF has given you the number one pass or grade of all the tackles, this and that. And he is like, nothing gets to his head. He doesn't get big or full of himself. And you know what he actually said? Even right now, there are some times where he would go like, I don't even know if I'm getting this. He's being that honest. This is the one that admitted he had to go see a shrink when they told him he was going to move to left tackle because he couldn't sleep. And for him to be doing what he did, I know there's a fifth-year option in 2024, but after that, that's the one I'd lock him down. The run game, okay? The Bucs are going to eventually have to be able to run the ball. Rashad White was hitting the hole faster because he was told to. 15 carries, 56 yards, 3.7 yards per carry. That is up a little bit. You got Sean Tucker, Keyshawn Vaughn. He had 9 carries, 16 yards. That's not enough. Wide receiver duo. Evans goes out with the hammy. And this is against the rival Saints. Godwin. Oh, man. Finally. You give it to him anywhere near him. The catches, the route running. Trey Palmer, Devin Tompkins. And I think Rakeem Jarrett is going to be used a little bit more as the season rolls on. Tight ends led by Cade Otton. You got Kokeef and David Wells. All right, let's go D-line. Vita Vea, a beast. Vita Vea is going to have his best season, and they need him in this one big time. Big Vita, you better play big. Logan Hall has improved, but Vita with the pressures, the hurries, the sacks continue. On the edge, you got Joe Tryon, Shoyanka, Shaq Barrett. You guys have had an extra week now. Obvious, and you know, oh, and up front, you got the rotation coming in with Gaines, Golston, and Yaya Diaby. Yaya Diaby is a specimen, an athlete that is still learning. I think he's going to be a good one. Nothing phases him, too. He doesn't act. You see him around, you talk to him. It's not like he's overwhelmed at all. Yaya Diaby is going to be a good one. And then, of course, Devin White, Levante David, Carlton Davis has a corner. Zion McCollum. Now, here you go. Here's the guy that's taken the most steps for improvement that I have seen is Zion McCollum. He was not good against the Eagles because he was going up against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, two of the best in the game. Last week, when he was in for Jamel Dean with the shoulder, very good. He only allowed one catch for 5 yards. He was targeted 5 times. So Zion McCollum is getting better, and even Todd Bowles was admitting that and talked about it. I think he was like him and Cade Otton were the two guys that have really taken a big step. Safety Antoine Winfield Jr. is so damn good. 9 tackles against the Saints, 2 for a loss, forced fumble. D. Delaney came in for Ryan Neal. Nice. Had the pick of Jameis. Jameis did Jameis things. So, you know what I'm saying? So, that's just a quick look. I want to get to the Lions, but before I do that, I got to mention my peeps, Sean Sullivan. If you're in the market for a vehicle, you got one place to go and one place only. You will not get a better discount. You won't be taken better care of anywhere else. That would be Bill Curry Ford out of Tampa. Bill Curry Ford, right down the street. It's a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. Family owned since 1960. GM Sean Sullivan. Hey, he's the GM. Ask for him. Ask, I want to see Sean Sullivan. I'm from Joe Bucks fan. Sean Sullivan, if you can email him. If you want to start there, go to BillCurryFord.com or just stop in at Bill Curry Ford, their dealership on Dale Mabry. Order a new vehicle now at BillCurryFord.com. It's easy, and an ordering concierge will assist you. The good thing is there is no deposit, and you'll get a $500 gift card for just placing the order. And also, make sure you tell them, I want the Joe Bucks fan discount. And you get that. Every new vehicle comes with a nationwide lifetime warranty. The only place you want to go, and that would be Bill Curry Ford and BillCurryFord.com. Baker Mayfield. Most that I have talked to, he's really balling out. This is the best I've seen him play. His head is in a good space. There are those that are saying, hold your horses. History repeats. He's going to falter. He's going to be making the turnovers. You know what? All I'm going on is what I see. He is happy. He is happy here. He's in his prime right now. Third and fourth down this season when it's money time. 31 of 39, 322, 5 tutties, no picks, a 140.7 passer rating. I was listening to a podcast of guys in the national media that are really good. Really good. Not just name guys. And they're like, there's no way that he can contain this. This is going to fall. These numbers are ridiculous, especially on third down. No. Or he's not getting, no, it's not going to happen. All right. We'll see. Joe from Joe Bucks Fan. Great find on this one this week, Joe. Baker's completion rate is right at 80%. 78.8 in the second half. When you really got to play your best ball, Baker Mayfield is number one in the NFL in completion rate in the second half. Baker Mayfield is fourth in the NFL in tutties in the second half. Baker, when he is under pressure, number one in the NFL in completion rate at 68.6% while he is being pressured. It doesn't faze him. He stands in there. I love it. 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 You got to admit it. You got to admit it. All right. Let's go back quickly because I know it seems like it's a long time ago. Now, you may have taken a break last week. I know we have a fan, Lou in Newport Richie, and he did a funny, funny video. He's like, you know, take your wife out, get your honey-do list done, you know, because this is the break, guys. Take care of your wife. And I had to laugh. So maybe you did. Maybe you had a honey-do list and didn't watch. All right, let's go to the Lions. Let's go the last 2 weeks, all right? Last week, the Lions, last Sunday, they stomped Carolina 42-24. Jared Goff, 3 touchdown passes, ran for another. Their passing game coordinator, inside linebacker, Larry Foote for the Buccaneers. This week, when we talked to him, he's on Jared Goff. Larry Foote said he is making every throw. He sells play action like Brady, like Peyton Manning. Mayfield, when Sage, that was a good question by Ira Kaufman from Joe Bucks Fan, Sage on Wednesday to Mayfield. Hey, do you know much about Jared Goff? What do you think of what he's doing? That's not a great impression of Sage, but, and he said he's a stud. And he also talked about him. He's like, he's everything you want in a quarterback. He's tall. He's got a good arm. He's very smart. He's really good at the play action, the fake. And he sells everything. And everybody, some of the defensive players were saying that too. Goff is good. Okay, so Goff is good, but so is Mayfield. But the Lions, sticking with the Lions, all right? They have scored 27 points or more 2 weeks in a row. That's the first time the Lions have ever done that in their history. The Lions have now won 12 out of their last 15. Now, granted, the Panthers are sucking. Carolina's 0-5. They turned it over 3 times in the first half, 2 on back-to-back snaps, and that set up the Lions for 3 touchdowns. And the Lions did not have their wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and they didn't have their running back, Gibbs, and they still were looking that good, all right? And then you go back to week 4, Lions beat the Packers handily, 34-20. David Montgomery toting the pill, 32 carries, 121, 3 tutties, 3 previous times with the Bears, had sat out the previous game with a thigh bruise, and he came in and he looked good. So that's going to be a key. David Montgomery for the Buccaneer defense to contend with. The Lions have road wins. They win on the road. They beat the Packers. They also beat the Chiefs on the road. Jared Goff, 19 to 28 in this game against the Packers, 210, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Jerry Jacobs for the Lions, he had 2 picks of Jordan Love. Lions were up 27-3 at the half. They outgained the Packers 284 to 21. Okay? So the Lions are feeling good, and they've been playing complimentary football. Now, Buccaneers, it's been a while since that Saints game. That was big. Because it's the rivalry, it's in that dome, hostile environment. they took it to him. 26-7. Baker Mayfield, 3 touchdown passes. Once Evans went out, Godwin. God damn, you need those, both those guys. 8, 114 yards, the 42-yarder. He was kidding. He's like, I gotta get better yak. I gotta take that to the house. But that set up the Buccaneers' final touchdown. Yeah, you see him scrambling, the plays that he's making, taking the big shots, popping up, makes us want to run our routes harder. That's what Godwin was asked when he was asked about Baker Mayfield. Like, that pumps them up when he's back there and he's still scrambling. He's doing it, or he's getting away from these defenders. Something like, you better not like lollygag with your route. Or you see a block coming up, you put a hat on. Mayfield is so good on third down in that game, scrambling for a first. Mayfield's mobility, evading pass rushers. His numbers against the Saints, 25-32, 246. A touchdowns to Kate Otten, Trey Palmer, Devin Tompkins, spreading it around. Makes the O-line want to block better. Mayfield was picked. Now, Mayfield was picked short of the end zone. It was right there at the goal line, but then the Saints fumbled. And then Mayfield hit Palmer on the fade, 14-3. Tampa Bay Buccaneers go on to win. So no, this is gonna be a damn good matchup. It really is. This is not any hype thing. I'm not being any homer thing. It is not gonna be easy. But the good thing that I like about this, the Buccaneer D, when we talk to these Buccaneer defensive players, they all have been saying that they know the system. When you don't have to think, you react. Communication, they don't have to talk, it's I with each other. Like, that is huge, okay? Right now, Bucs lead the NFC South by a half game, because you remember the Saints and the Falcons, they won last week. Lions come in, top 10 offense, top 10 defense. Like I said, they finished 8-2 last year. Wide receivers are good. Running back David Montgomery that they picked up, the free agent from the Bears. High draft pick in Gibbs. Their young tight end, Sam Laporta, is playing not like a rookie. Wide receiver Jameson Williams is back from the suspension. One of the best offensive lines in the NFL. Defense, biggest improvement from last season. They opened beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Then they lost to Seattle, but that was in OT. And then they beat the Falcons, they beat Green Bay Packers, and they beat the Carolina Panthers. Jared Goff, looking at Pro Football Focus, he grades out number one of all quarterbacks in the NFL. He's completing 70% of his passes. Luke Goedeke in this game, and Wirfs, you're going up against Aiden Hutchinson. Now, I know that Canales was like, hey, everybody talks about Hutchinson, but what about this number? What about this number? They're damn good. It's not just that. So thank God that the Bucs have a good D. Thank God. They've held 3 of 4 opponents to 17 points or less. They've got to stop Montgomery and the Lions rushing attack, because in that big other Monday night matchup, the Eagles, if you remember, they ran all over the Buccaneers. And all players that I've ever talked to say that's demoralizing. That's more demoralizing when a team is running you right down your throat. It takes the soul out of you, man, compared to a team that's passing it around. If they're just running it, just pounding it and moving the chains and getting first downs and picking up a yard, just pounding it, it's over. Because then it makes it easy to play action. You hit some passes here, and then you go back to pounding it, and then it's just... So that's going to be the key to me, is the Buccaneer defense stopping the run. I know it sounds cliche. I'll tell you what, I'll end this one with this, okay? I asked Bowles about, you know, everybody's asking him the X's and O's, injuries, and I said, Todd, this game, what is the mood of your team with this big matchup The network flexed it to 425. It's creamsicle. You're 3-1, they're 4-1. Huge. And you're at home. He did not miss a beat. He looked right at me and he goes, it's the second quarter. We haven't done anything yet. We're 3-1. That's it. That doesn't mean anything. Nobody remembers September once you get to December. The creamsicles, it's nice for the fans. We're not going to win the game because we put on a different colored uniform. End of quote from Todd Bowles. So listen, I think this is going to come down to 3 points, a field goal. I think sooner or later, like, they're going to have a bad game, the Lions. I hope it's this one because I believe in this Buccaneer defense, and I don't think Mayfield is going to lose it. But I don't know if they're quite, the Bucs are quite there yet on the level of the 49ers, the Eagles, or even the Lions. I hope I'm wrong. I'm kind of feeling like it's going to be a tight one, man. The Lions pull it out by 3, but I hope I am wrong. What I know I'm not wrong about is JoeBucksFan.com is your number one source. I click on Joe Bucks Fan at least 10 times a day for my information. Joe Bucks Fan gives it to you. They never miss anything concerning the Buccaneers. JoeBucksFan.com, BillCurryFord.com, The Sage, The Joes, and everybody else at Joe Bucks Fan, we thank you and enjoy the game. Until next week, this has been Bucks Kickoff Podcast.